And when we talk, I can feel the whole world stop. It's all out on the table. So tell me what you want, Rosetta. I don't wanna say what you had me thinking.
And we're back. This is Morning Cannolis with Jim Santel. This is Jim Santel. This is our weekend review of the important stories in law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. A special program this morning. This is our very special discussion of two major Supreme Court cases this past week. We're starting out in our first hour talking about Dobbs, the case that overrules Roe versus Wade. And then we're going to move in our second hour to the case called Bruin, coming out of New York, also the United States Supreme Court, a major case under the Second Amendment having to do with guns and the right to carry guns in public in America. That case coming out on Thursday. Dobbs issued just yesterday, about 24, maybe 25 hours ago, right now. And so right before the break, we were setting the groundwork for our understanding of the Supreme Court case, this opinion written by Justice Alito, in which five of his fellow justices concurred, including the Chief Justice, although on different grounds. And then we're also going to chat about this dissent, which articulates and codifies what many Americans, I suspect, are also feeling this morning. Before we get to some callers, we encourage your calls at 844-967-2789. Just a bit more about the significance of what Justice Alito wrote just yesterday, released to the American population, being digested this morning and throughout this weekend, the days ahead, as we look forward to even more litigation about what this means. Writing from the majority, Justice Alito also says, "We hold that the Constitution does not confer a right to abortion." He has a very literalist, textual view of this and says that the word abortion does not appear in the Constitution. Of course, it does not, as do many other rights and other privileges that the Supreme Court has traditionally recognized. He goes on to say as to what standards the court should apply in the event that a state regulation of abortion is in fact challenged. Alito said that any state regulation of abortion is presumptively valid. Any state regulation presumptively valid, and as he said, these are his words, must be sustained if there is a rational basis on which the legislature could have thought it was serving legitimate state interests. And those can include respect for and preservation of prenatal life at all stages of development. All stages of development. He goes on to say that states are entitled to regulate abortion to eliminate what he described as gruesome and barbaric medical procedures, to preserve the integrity of the medical profession, and to prevent discrimination on the basis of race, sex, or disability, including barring abortion in cases of fetal abnormality. A very sweeping opinion. It is difficult to imagine a more sweeping brushing away of Roe versus Wade, 49 and a half years, 50, almost 50 years of tradition in America, and an affirmation that the previous cases, including Casey, were simply wrongly decided, and a great analysis indicating from his view and the view of most of his concurring justice colleagues that that opinion was simply wrong. Wrongly decided, wrongly based upon tradition, wrongly based upon interpretation of the Constitution. So needless to say, lots to talk about this morning. We are encouraging your comments and questions. We're going to begin this morning with Dick. Dick, we thank you for calling in. Your thoughts or questions this morning about this major change in America, Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Organization. Glad to have you on the air with us, Dick.
Well, after this week, I can see why the polling is at 25% for the Supreme Court. That said, I think it's become the biggest albatross around the neck of the three branches of government. And I'd sum up the whole court right now in saying that the Supreme Court bringing minority-supported laws to the majority of the country.
And Dick, I think your observation is so well taken. We know even before this opinion was issued, for many, many years, there has been a majority of Americans who embrace and understand and appreciate the right to abortion in America. And it's not simply because of the tradition. There's an awful lot of discussion in the Supreme Court case about precedent, a thing called stare decisis, and the reason why we do not overturn lightly things unless they really do establish a previously established a no notion, a fundamental understanding that we acknowledge is wrong. Your comment, Dick, about America's understanding of its right, its reliance upon this right, I think is completely well taken. And it is significant that in the majority opinion, there is very little, if any deference. There's a tipping of the hat to it, but very little deference to this notion that America has relied upon this. Women have relied on this. Families have relied on this for almost 50 years. Justice Alito and the others seem to be able to dismiss that with the great ease, candidly. It is a dramatic opinion. As you indicate, it also prompts people to wonder about the motives, if you will, the partisan nature of the Supreme Court and other things that they bring to this all-important analysis. With respect to the second case we're going to talk about this morning in the second hour, which is Bruin coming out of New York, and this opinion likewise expanding a case called Heller to provide a constitutional right for the first time in American history for all Americans to carry weapons in public, as specifically as to New York, but it has broad implications under the Second Amendment. That too, a case that is probably inconsistent with much of America's